it on the road, put a boat to pick up. We put about 8 to 10 bales on the wagon. And we picked corn in the wagon. We had a bed on there that was about 4.5 feet high and 12, 14 foot long in the width of the wagon. And we, that's what we pulled corn in. Walk on, pitch the corn in there till you get it pulled and take it to the barn, pitch it up in the barn.
Yeah.
And, oh, it used to be a lot of fun. Hell, I wish it was still that way. I do. I wish they didn't know what this damn automobile was. I wish it was still wagons and mules and colored folks working here. I really do.
Yeah.
We were, everybody was in better health and happy. And everybody got along all right. Then you come along with damn radio and telephones and well, telephone plays and then radio and then television. And that, and the world's been in a hell of a fix ever since.
Yeah. I think what you miss the most is the people. You know?
You do. You miss that old comradeship, congregation that you used to have, you know. And yeah, it just ain't the same. Like I said yesterday, my wife said the thing she used to always think was the greatest thing she ever heard was the colored people riding along, singing on the mule, sitting side saddle on the mule. You know, always sit sideways on.
Yeah.
And the case change of jeans. And so, man, they used to pass by.
Your wife, you said, was raised in New Orleans, right?
My wife was born in New Orleans, and she stayed, lived in New Orleans until she's 14. And her daddy was born and raised in Lake Providence, but he moved to, he went to Loyola to school and was a pharmacist. And so then he went, was a druggist, and he was at a drugstore in New Orleans. And he was down there until Angus was 14, and then his daddy and mama talked him into moving back to Lake Providence. That's right up above here. And I met her when she was about 17, 18.
And you were?
And I was, in, I'm 3 years older than she was.
You were in college?
I was in college. And then we got married when I was 23. And she broke up all that other running around I was doing.
You squashed her for 3 years.
Off and on for about 3 years.
Yeah. Now, what about the clothes you wore back in those days? What
did
your father wear around the field? Or just around the house?
Well, he wouldn't, you wouldn't dare see him in khaki pants and blue jeans. He always wore a pair of summertime pants, what you call seersuckers, you know what that is. Thin pants, you know, more from the white one, the striped one. And a Palm Beach golf or something like that, a linen, and just the white. Daddy, I don't think I ever saw Daddy in number white shirt. I don't believe he owned number white shirt. And Granddaddy, and then a lot of the labor will just, you know, these bib overalls. And then they got out of khaki pants. And I've always thought the khaki pants are the most comfortable thing in the whole bunch. And I never have been able to wear what you got on that blue jeans. I just never have those blue jeans. My kids know. But I never have those blue jeans. Even in jail, boy, the damn thing all the time. That's another thing, for that I'm concerned wrong in this world, is the women always wearing pants now. I mean outside pants, because I know they always wore panties, but they're wearing outside pants. Blue jeans and slacks.
Yeah.
You go to these parties, they got formal dresses in that damn mess now. I guess I'm about the only one in this country whose wife don't own this little slack. My wife don't own that. She wears a dress. She knows I don't like it anything.
Yeah.
My kids always wear the slacks and stuff. I can't stop that.
What did old timers would wear? The old pants up?
Which, suspenders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to wear suspenders once in a while.
What would a coat, I mean a suit, have?
You'd have just about a suit about like now, and you see some of them now made just like the olden times. I mean, they're cut different, you know, just a little different cut to them. And